is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Here's a topic that we've never discussed on the show before. If you are a woman who's been pregnant in the past, or maybe you're a woman who's pregnant right now, how do you get treated in public places? Do you find that people show you more respect because you are pregnant? And what about on public transport? As a pregnant woman, do you find that people jump up and offer you a seat when they see that you're pregnant? Or not, as the case may be? And what about in a hospital waiting room, for example? Do people hop up and let you sit down? You're pregnant and you go for a hospital visit, are you given a seat? Probably not, if this morning's story is anything to go by. A listener and a dad-to-be by the name of James has been in contact. James, welcome to 98FM.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
James, tell me what the problem is here. Your partner is heavily pregnant.
Yes, my wife is 40 weeks pregnant, and she was on the Lewis on Wednesday, heading up to an appointment in the Rotunda Hospital. Mm-hmm. She got on at Euston Station. So Wednesday was quite warm. You're looking at 16, 17 degrees. And anyway, and she got on at Euston and had to stand for the durational towards Derbyshire. She had to go off at Derbyshire for a reason. But she was saying that there was a lot of people sitting there, not just on their phones, but also looking at her, but not making any effort to, you know, ask her if she wanted to take a seat or, you know, try to make contact, eye contact with her, even to make that gesture. And she just found it very annoying. You know, she's obviously 40 weeks pregnant.
That's what I was about to say. So there's no question about the fact that she really looks pregnant to everybody.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And what happened? People just kind of buried their heads into their phones and...
Yeah, she said, for example, there was one guy in a suit, he wasn't just on his phone, he looked up at her several times, did notice her, but didn't make any effort whatsoever. So she, you know, people might say, would you not ask someone to stand up?
No, you shouldn't have to.
No, it's not like that. You know, you don't know if someone is having a bad day themselves. You know, not everyone on the Lewis will be having a bad day. You know, someone could be tired for some reason or whatever. But and you're only open to an argument then if you ask someone to move. But yeah, I just thought it was shocking. You know, and it wasn't just in there. I met her later on in the hospital. And in the waiting room, there was pregnant women there with their partners or with friends who weren't pregnant. And they wouldn't get up for pregnant women.
So hang on, so you're in the maternity hospital.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody's kind of sitting around waiting to be seen. And you'd have, like, husbands like yourself just sitting there. No, you weren't that person, but just sitting there ignoring a heavily pregnant woman in a maternity hospital standing there.
Yeah. Last week we were waiting. Last Wednesday we were waiting as well. And there was this one lady who had her husband and possibly mother-in-law or another friend with her. So there was three people taking up a seat, two of which weren't pregnant. And beside me standing were several pregnant women, heavily pregnant women.
And nobody, that's bizarre.
And the frustration is, you know, is to say something. But, you know,
I can see why a pregnant woman isn't going to say to somebody, do you mind if I have your seat, please?
Yeah.
She shouldn't have to do that. That's the
totally,
point.
Yeah. Yeah, and the likes of myself, should I have said something? Should I approach these people and say, listen, come on, you know?
No, again, you shouldn't have to. And that's the whole point. That I find that just obnoxious that people...
Yeah, it's just, you know, and you can't put it down to this, everyone's stuck on their phone. That wasn't the case. There was people looking around, acknowledging where you are.
Mm.
You know, the rule of thumb is this is our third child, so I'm pretty experienced at it. When I go into a maternity hospital, I just stand up to the wall until I'm needed, you know. Leave that seating area for the people who need it, you know. But yeah, I'm just shocked. It's been playing on my mind for the last few days. I just wanted to see what everyone else thinks about it.
I'm interested to know what people think about it as well. Let me read out this message that's just come in, and it says, take a trip to the Rotunda Hospital. Waiting areas are full of men sitting down while pregnant women stand. Hospital staff are great and have no problem asking the men to move. People say, Why not just ask them to move, as we've just been saying? But pregnant women shouldn't have to ask in a maternity hospital of all places. No, not all trips to the hospital are for regular checkups. But you're saying on public transport and in the maternity hospital, you've been in a situation where your wife has been left standing there.
Yeah. When we met on Wednesday morning, we met in the reception where you go to check in, I suppose. And I stood at the archway and there was probably three or four pregnant women standing beside me. And there was one gentleman in the far corner sitting there with his partner. And I said to my wife, I'm going to ask him to move, you know. And she stopped me fairly promptly and said, listen, don't say anything.
Yeah, because obviously she doesn't want any sort of a scene and whatever.
Yeah. And I would have been nice about it. I would have just said, sorry, I don't know if you noticed, you know. But that's just the way I would be. But he asked me not to. But yeah, no, he didn't. He never acknowledged anyone.
I'd love to stay there for a second, James. I'd love to hear from you on this on 6797981. Have we gone that rude? Have we gone that obnoxious that people don't give up their seats anymore to a pregnant woman and in a maternity hospital, which I just find bizarre? Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice message from Laura.
My daughter had a baby 18 months ago and I was in with her in Hollis Street. And we were all standing because it was very busy. And there was a man sitting down on his phone, pretending he couldn't see anybody around him. My daughter, heavily, heavily pregnant, and wouldn't get up to give her a seat. What a disgrace.
I mean, that's just... And we're already getting loads of messages in saying the exact same thing.
Yeah, no, I said it when we went into our appointment. We met with the doctor, so it was like, you know, our 40-week checkup. And I said it to the doctor, and he said his boss, whoever might be in the hospital, actually started to hand out pins saying baby on board, you know, to sort of encourage people to give up seats, or let's say embarrass people to give up their seats. But he only had a handful, and he was handing them out at the Lewis, apparently. So that's one way, I suppose, of
And in fact, I'm about to go to a caller who stay there for a second, James. Amy, you're 34 weeks pregnant.
Hi, yes.
So I would think it's kind of obvious at this stage, is it?
Oh, very obvious.
Very obvious.
It's been obvious
okay.
For quite a while. Yeah, and I was absolutely shocked that no one would, you know, at least offer me a seat or even really make eye contact with me on public transport. And in fact, I did wear one of those badges from Irish Rail or, you know, Transport for Ireland or whatever. And it didn't make one single difference. So people just literally like ignore you or keep their heads down and they just don't even want to make eye contact with you. Like I would.
Okay. So these are the baby on board badges, which were released by Transport for Ireland.
Yeah.
So you did wear one.
I did.
But it made no difference.
No difference whatsoever because
really?
People just keep the heads down. Yeah, like I was literally shocked because I'd be one of those people that would always be looking when people got on at a stop to see if there's anybody that would need a seat. So I'd always offer my seat. And
I wonder, would these same ignoramuses not give up their seat if an old lady came on with a walking frame? Would they not give up their seat?
I would say yeah, because like during rush hour especially, like, people are just so self-absorbed. And, you know, it's not just even looking at their phone, although a lot of people are. But, like, they're just sitting there listening to music and staring off into whatever. And,
now, I know, for example, on the Lewis, there aren't an awful lot of seats. You know, it's more standing than seating. But still, I just wonder, would these same people who wouldn't give you a seat, Amy, even though you had your little yellow badge on, are they the same people that wouldn't give a seat to an elderly lady on a walking frame?
Yeah, I know. It's shocking, actually, I think, you know, lack of common decency really or manners. But yeah, I mean I was lucky enough with my employer, like I was having a really, really hard time and I just kind of negotiated kind of a later start so that I didn't have to, you know, kind of go during the rush hour. And in fact, for hospital appointments, I'm at the Rotunda, I would be taking taxis in sometimes because I just didn't want to have to deal with public transport. Which obviously adds up, you know, 20, 25 euro a pop.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
Yeah.
Now, I'm about to go to another caller who says that women are even worse when it comes to giving up seats. They're worse than men. Have you noticed that?
I wouldn't say that I've noticed like a generalization about gender or even age. I've just noticed it across the board, literally, you know, across the board, nobody on public transport. Now, I have to say, I've been lucky in the hospital where people have offered me seats in the hospital, in the waiting room or in the private clinics or whatever. But on public transport, it's been shocking. And in restaurants and cafes, I mean...
And in fact, I've just gotten a message here this second, and it says, my brother, in his wheelchair, trying to board the Lewis, has had the crowd shove past to get ahead of him, rather than letting him on first.
That's disgraceful.
That is disgraceful, it really is. Stay there for one second. Laura, you're on 98FM. How are you, Laura? Hello, oh, Laura, sorry, there you are. How are you? You there, Laura?
Yeah, I am.
You just sent me in a photograph, which I'm looking at right now, and there's a very heavily pregnant woman standing beside a guy who's sitting on a chair looking at his phone.
Yeah.
Where was that photograph taken?
That was taken on Hollis Street 18 months ago.
Okay. And who's in the photograph?
That's my daughter to the left.
That's your daughter to the left, who is very heavily pregnant. There's no mistake. And you're in a maternity hospital.
Yeah.
And this guy is just sitting there, totally oblivious to her, looking at
his mobile. No, he wasn't oblivious.
Was he not?
No. He's seen her there umpteen times. Because I was huffing and puffing, but didn't want to say something. She didn't want me to say anything.
Mm.
So I was trying to, you know, say, you know, move, you know. There's a lady there heavily pregnant, but no, just kept on pretending he was on his phone.
And sorry, you wanted to say something, but you didn't?
I didn't, no.
Okay,
my daughter,
and in fact, James, that's exactly your situation as well, where you wanted to say something and your wife said no.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you feel frustrated that there is staff there in these hospitals, but they're busy. They're doing other stuff, you know.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have
and
to go
around. Yeah, that's what I was about to say. It's not really their job to be telling people to get up out of seats. It should be common decency and common manners.
Oh, absolutely. Common sense should be them seats for the pregnant women, and that's it. You stand up against the wall and leave them sitting there doing what they have to do until they get to the end. Then when whoever you're with needs you, you go to them and go into the room, and that's it. But them seats there should not be for people that are not pregnant.
Well, if there's enough seats, then yeah, fine, sit down. But if there's any pregnant woman standing, and I mean, your photograph just says it all. It really does.
Oh, yeah. It took me a while to find it, but I found it.
Yeah, no, fair play. And it really does say it all, really.
Yeah.
Stay there for one second, both of you. Let me have a listen to this WhatsApp message from Mandy.
47 weeks pregnant and in the rotunda. And I couldn't get a seat anywhere. Nobody would give me up a seat. It took the nurse to come out and shame all the men into getting up off their asses and giving the heavily pregnant women their seats. And even at that, they were like, oh, really? Okay, all right, okay. Moaning out of them like, it's an absolute disgrace.
All right, thank you very much indeed, Mandy. We've touched on something here. James, your wife isn't the only one who's had this experience. You would not believe the amount of people getting in contact with us about this. What does it say? I mean, does it say that people have just become rude, or what does it say, do you think?
I think we're just less sensitive to people and people's needs and just thinking of ourselves. It's as simple as that. You know, these men or these other people with the pregnant women, like the pregnant women should nearly encourage their partners or the company with them to get up. So it's the pregnant women are sitting beside these men and their friends. They should encourage them to get up as well, you know.
Mm.
To let the other pregnant lady sit down. So it's not just a person sitting there who's not pregnant, you know. So, yeah, I just think we're less sensitive to things, and we need to cop on and start opening up our eyes to people who need stuff.
All right, good to talk to you, James, and thanks for raising it. And like I said, we've touched on something here. We're going to take another couple of calls on this straight after the break. Don't go away. And this, it appears, isn't just a problem for pregnant women. I just had an elderly lady on the phone just a moment ago, and she said this happens to her every single day. People just don't offer a seat, and she's an elderly woman, and it's not just men, it's not just women, it's both. We got a message that says, my fiancé and myself had a little baby boy, but I stood up in every appointment there was. A row broke out at one point when the nurse was told to F off by a foreign guy after being asked to make room for the women standing. It's an absolute disgrace. And here's somebody who's very upset about this.
I think it's disgraceful in this day and age. Although I think it's with generations now, there absolutely is no manners whatsoever. And for a guy seeing a pregnant woman, whether it's in a hospital, on a bus or wherever, it should be just in your nature to get up straight away and offer the seat to them. I mean, it's a no-brainer. It's manners.
Now, Celine, you think women are worse?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Why?
Well, I've seen it for myself when I was pregnant and I had to get two buses because I was going to the kiln, and I had to stand on the first bus. There was women looking at me. They never even got up to give me a seat. Then I had to waddle all the way up O'Connell Street to get the bus for the kiln, and I had to stand on that as well. And not even a woman gave me a seat.
And
but
you would,
I see it still all the time.
Yeah, you would think. I don't know why you would think, but you would think women would be a tad more sympathetic.
Understanding.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But
and I've seen it with women with children, with a toddler sitting on the seat and not even taking the toddler up for a pregnant woman or even an older person.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? You think they put the toddler on their lap.
And do you think it's just a sign of how unmannerly people have become today?
Yeah, there's no manners in people nowadays. Absolutely no manners. It's the way they're being reared.
Yeah, it's really
like
annoying.
For our generation, you didn't wait for your mother to tell you. You just got up and gave the seat because you knew that you had to give up the seat for an elderly person or anything like that.
In fact, somebody just messaged me there a second ago to say, why do we only talk about men and women not giving up seats? What about school children? School kids never even give up their seats anymore.
This business with their earphones and they're oblivious. They're not oblivious at all.
Mm.
They see it because every time the doors open on the bus, everybody looks for some reason to see who's getting on, and their heads go down then.
Yeah.
And they're letting on, they can't see elderly people getting on the bus, like...
All right, stay there. Let me just bring in another couple of calls on this, because this is a huge social issue. It really is. It's just a sign that we've become so obnoxious, so rude, that we just don't care about other people. Joe, you're on 98FM. Tell me your story, Joe.
How are you doing, Adrian? About 4 weeks ago, I was on the 13 bus there, heading for Ballymun, and a girl got on outside to return to the hospital. The bus was full. The bus was completely full. I was already standing, and there was two other three people standing. Girl got on the bus, heavily pregnant. She must have been ready to burst. And she was standing on the bus. The bus went one or two stops. Nobody offered. This boiled me blood. I turned around, and I says, is anybody actually going to give this lady a seat? When I said that, about three or four different lads stood up. Goes, oh, here, you can have my seat. The girl got really embarrassed. She says, oh, no, it's grand. I says, no, take a seat. And it took me to say that for three or four lads to stand up to offer their seat when you could clearly see this woman. It was disgusting. And same, like you said, with old people. Like, it's manners. It's what you're taught. You shouldn't have to be asked. It's even a normal... If I was on a bus and a woman got on and I was sitting on a seat, pregnant or not, I'd offer me seat. If I'm walking into a shop and there's a woman walking towards me, I'd let her walk out for
okay,
it.
Okay, now, whatever about giving up a seat just to another woman, I don't, you know, I can understand why not everybody's going to do that, but for an elderly person or for somebody pregnant, and I think that's right, that message we got a minute ago, that school kids are the worst of the lot now.
Yeah.
And there was
that's
a time...
on the buses as well.
Yeah, and there was a time when, you know, when I was a kid, you would always get up out of your seat.
Absolutely. Still today, man, I teach my kids that. I teach my kids that, and if they didn't, they get a slap around the head for it. You know what I mean? It's manners. But that poor woman got embarrassed when I said it. She took a big red now. She got really uncomfortable
because
everyone on the bus heard me.
And in fact, she just heard that lady about her daughter a while ago, and you heard the original caller saying that they wanted to say something, and...
Well, I couldn't hold it. I just thought it was disgusting. And these are young men. These are men in the age of the 20s to 40s. They weren't old men.
I'm wondering what the solution is to this. If anybody... I mean, we have pregnant women are being offered stickers, little yellow stickers to wear.
More people just need to speak up. People need to grow a pair of balls. If there's another man on the bus, speak up. That's all it takes.
Mm.
Somebody like me to turn around and say,
but
hang
again,
on a
like that, that,
stand up.
That woman maybe didn't want you to speak up. That's the point I'm making.
Well, she sat down And she said to me, thanks very much. You know, she was appreciative of it. But, you know, she wanted to see. She probably didn't want to say it herself. I couldn't sit there and let that happen to an old woman.
In fact, here's somebody who agrees with you, Joe, and it says, lads, the way I was brought up, you give up your seat to any woman, any age, pregnant, elderly, in her 20s. That's just how I am.
Yeah.
I confront every person on public transport when I notice this.
Yes, absolutely. And if there's more people like that that done this, we wouldn't even be having this discussion.
Yeah.
The way it is today, where there's no manners, even on the street, if I'm driving in my car and there's an old one trying to cross the road, I'll stop and I'll let her cross the road.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In the car, whether it's a pedestrian crossing or not. Like, this should be natural for every man to do.
Okay,
women. Women, if an old woman gets on a bus and there's a young woman on the bus, she should get up and let her sit down.
Okay, but this conversation actually gets worse. Wait till you hear this story. Aidan, tell me about you. You're visually impaired.
That's right, I'm visually impaired.
With a guide dog?
That's right. I get on buses or Lewis or Dart, and lots of people wouldn't give up their seat. They'd sit there.
And leave you standing there with the dog?
Yeah.
My God almighty.
Yeah.
I have to say, I despair with this conversation. It's just everybody of every age just doesn't even bother their arse to give their seat to you.
No, some elderly people will get up and some young people, but more or less you'd be left there standing.
Now, somebody just texted in, I can't believe this is even being talked about with shock. It's the last two generations' fault. We have had a steady decline in instilling respect into children. People raise kids as equals to the adults these days. If the kids don't have respect for the parents, they won't have respect for other adults. These days, it is illegal to discipline your child, so this is what happens. I don't think even discipline has anything to do with this. This is all to do with teaching your children manners. And like you're saying, Aidan, this is people of all ages just don't bother their arse to help a guy with a guide dog to have a seat, and you're left standing there holding onto the bar with your guide dog.
That's right. Sometimes people will actually walk in front of you, like if you're standing on the bus, they'll actually walk right in front of you to get onto the bus before you.
Okay, let me just go to Jed. You're on 98FM. How are you, Jed?
Good, how are you?
Jed, what's your WhatsApp message say?
Yeah, no, I just say that I personally, I mean, maybe it's a bit cheeky of me, but I never actually take a seat on that lower deck. So just for an odd chance that I would have to give up a seat, I'll just go up to the upper deck, and the chances of either pregnant ladies or elderly people going to the upper deck are a lot slimmer. So that's what I do.
Right. Okay. So, what do you put all this down to? Why have we become so obnoxious?
Well, to be honest with you, I believe it's just a generational thing. I mean, back, not that I'm that old, but back in when I was a kid, it was almost, as one of your callers just said there about 10 minutes ago, that it was just, you know, it's taken for granted.
It's what you did, yeah.
Yeah, it's what you did. It was taken for granted that it would, you know, automatically stand up and give a seat up. But nobody does that no more. I don't even think that's an Irish thing either, because I'm, you know, as you can see from my voice, I'm not from Ireland, but it's the same anywhere I travel. I've traveled all over Europe, and, you know, it's a generational thing. It's just people, you know, have lost respect, I think.
Yes, it's kind of, and I know a lot of people are saying, why are you so shocked by this, Adrian? I just am. And somebody texted in to say there should be mother and baby seats on public transport, like parking in public places. Here's the thing, even if we did have mother and baby seats on public transport, people are still going to sit in them, and people are still going to not even lift their head and just ignore them. Although, if there were designated seats, at least you'd then be in a position to say, oi, get up there. That seat's meant to be for somebody like me. Tammy.
Hiya, Adrian.
The Lewis, heading from O'Connell Street.
Yeah, I was heading from O'Connell Street to Benborg, and it was about, I don't know, 8 o'clock in the morning, and I wasn't as brave as Joan. There was a lady on, and she was obviously heavily pregnant, and I was standing and she was standing, but everybody that was sitting around me kind of kept looking at her through the side of her eye, but nobody would get up.
but I didn't have the balls to say anything. So I phoned a friend and I said, hiya, good morning. She's like, hiya. And I said, you don't believe this. I'm on the Lewis. I said, and there's a woman standing here. I said, there's about 15 people sitting around her and not one of them will get up and let her sit down. And my friend is like, what are you doing here? I was, yeah, yeah. So she kind of copped where it was. So the people that were all sitting around started shuffling and people got up and let her sit down. But I actually had to shame them into doing it. Now, I didn't have the nerve to just say, could somebody let her sit down? But the minute they heard me on the phone, they realised, you know, other people then were looking and smiling at me as if to say, fair play to you. Very embarrassing. I couldn't believe that nobody just get up and let her sit.
Mm. And it is embarrassing and annoying.
It's very frustrating because it was very obvious the girl was heavily pregnant and it was very obvious that people had noticed her. It'd be different if you're on your phone, you didn't notice. But they looked at her and noticed and looked back down and I was like, Jesus, this is shocking. I couldn't believe it because in my day, you just got up.
Mm.
And the other one is, do you know when you're on the bus? I know I'm sidetracking here, but you know when you're on the bus and there's a woman sitting down and she has a 3 or 4 year old sitting in a seat beside her?
Yeah.
When we were younger, you just picked up the child, put it on your lap to make room for other people to sit down.
Or stood the child in front of you or whatever, yeah.
Because, and the reason being, the kids got on the bus for free because they sat on your lap. And yeah. I could never understand. Now you get onto a bus and there's an old woman standing there and there's a woman sitting there with a 3-year-old in the seat beside her. It's very annoying.
Right.
I just think common decency's gone out the window.
It absolutely seems to be. Adrian, I'm 28 and have manners and would give my seat up no problem. I don't believe it's a generational thing. It's not being taught manners. And another message says, young people have absolutely no manners. It's not all ages. Previous generations, people in their 30s, 40s and 50s are a different breed. Young people today are gone beyond rude. They're thoughtless, selfish and arrogant. It's not a nice generation. Whew. And then by complete contrast, I remember my father used to doff his cap every time he passed a woman. Now, we're gone a little bit past that. I think there's a lot of women that that wouldn't appreciate that at all. And one more message. Just wanted to defend some good young people out there as I'm 23... and I am very, very surprised, says that message. And sorry, lads, what was the other one you wanted me to read out? Oh, sorry. Yes, on the other side of this conversation, I was on the Lewis and I saw two young boys who had been messing a bit and people were rolling their eyes at them. But when a woman came on, they immediately offered their seats. The woman declined the seat but told them it was great manners of them and thank you very much. All right, so they're not all bad, but it seems to be a thing. It seems to be a big problem. Adrian, why are you only taking one side of this topic? Where is your balance, says John? There is no other side. There is no other side. It is obnoxious of anybody to sit on a seat while an elderly person is standing beside them and while a heavily pregnant woman is standing beside him, or while a guy with a guide dog who clearly can't see is standing there beside them. It is just obnoxious. There aren't two sides to that story, John. There is only one side. It's rude, and yeah, there you go. All right, thanks very much indeed. We just need to develop a little bit of manners.
98 FM's Dublin Talks with the Des Kelly Interiors gift voucher for beds, flooring and more. 98 FM.